Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone, and you have reached Team Liberty Radio on this September the 13th, 2015. It is a beautiful southern fall day here in northwestern North Carolina. I'm glad you could be here with us. I wouldn't know where you are, but glad to have you taking time out on the Saturday to join us for this live edition of Team Liberty Radio. And we'd like to have you call into our show. The call-in number is 845-277-9109. We also have a chat board. So if you're not able to call in and listen to us online, feel free to listen to the show. Type in your questions. I'll answer them here on the air. And also check out our website at teamliberty1776.wordpress.com. And our new article is up that goes along with today's show called We the People. But before we get into today's show, I'd like to talk about a few issues hit the news wave this week. The first is about our old Republican buddy, Donald Trump. I haven't gotten too much into politics yet, as we're still jockeying to see who's going to run, who's not going to run. But the first issue I'd like to cover is about Donald Trump. I have been on the news side, haven't commented much about him here on the show because I did not know what his position was on stuff because of previous stories I had heard. But this past week, he basically came out to me and showed his true colors. He is not a Republican. He's more like a Democrat. He's more like a rhino in name only, a Republican in name only. But he was for abortion, now he's against it. He goes whichever way the wind blows. And what really everything's been upset about him saying about the illegal aliens, everybody got all tore up about when he was said all the illegal aliens need to will be sent back home if he is president, blah, 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 and all that stuff. Everybody's seen his comments on that. But he brought up on the Bill O'Reilly show, which everybody knows I don't have no use for Bill O'Reilly. He was on the Bill O'Reilly show, and he was asked about the migrant crisis hitting Europe right now. And he hauled around. And basically, he came out and said, we need to bring them over here. Excuse me, Trump, are you not going on back on what you said earlier? We don't need no illegal aliens, immigrants in here. Wake up and smell what is going on. Trump, well, you know what's going on. You're a globalist. You're an elitist. In my opinion, other people's opinion will vary. But he says we need to accept these migrants from the Middle East and Africa because it is a humanitarian thing to do, and because they're living in hell and they're in Syria. Well, excuse me, tell Qatar, Saudi Arabia, United Arab Emirates to take some of these refugees. Those countries have cut zero, a big fat zero of these migrants in. Am I seeing of these migrants? 75% of them are men, young men, or adult men that are of fighting age in that area. Doesn't that throw any red flags to people out there? Come on, folks, wake up. Don't let mainstream, or as I like to call them, lamestream media, dinosaur media, pollute your mind. This is going on the entire main topic of the show. But don't let them brainwash you. Research it for yourself and find out what is going on. And Donald Trump is going to flip-flop on issues. He's starting to show his two colors now. But that is enough for him. For now, I could go on the whole 30 minutes talking about this. But also the news that I heard Wednesday, Tuesday or Wednesday, is we may have another name coming into the political running of the president. And that, I've caught the tail end of a radio show that he was called in, that he was a guest on. And this guy said that his political team had filed the paperwork for him to run as a candidate for the President of the United States, but he is not fully decided as of yet. And this guy's name, I believe, would make it interesting if he's run. And his name is Jim McAfee. If you're wondering, what is that name? Or what? Jim McAfee, the guy who created McAfee virus software. I don't honestly own that much as I know about the guy, but what I call of his show, he made pretty good sense on what he was talking about, this what he would run on his platform. Everybody look him up. I did catch his website's name. It's McAfee16. He still has yet to come out and say if he's officially going to run or not. Check out the website like I am to find out if he does. If he does, that's more likely him, Rand Paul, or Ted Cruz, who I'm going to vote for, if they make that far. But to jump on to another subject before we hit our main subject, part of the issue today, this subject that I'm going to jump into right now is one that an article that a friend had sent me earlier today. And it's from townhall.com, and it was when committed Christians are compared to ISIS. When I saw this, I was like, what in the heck is going on? But I read this article, and there are some people out there saying that committed Christians are just like ISIS. It's scary enough when peace-loving Jesus followers are compared to ISIS. What's even scarier is that many people believe the comparison is accurate. How have they completely lost touch of reality? Yes, they have. It's one thing to be passionate and deep differences. It's one thing to have passionate and deep differences on issues like abortion, redefining marriage. It's another thing to use inflammatory rhetoric that is not just dishonest, but actually dangerous. Do people not realize their words have consequences? Come on, folks. Comparing Christians to ISIS, that's comparing oil and water. Folks, wake up. Wake up, wake up, wake up. But I guess that's a perfect lead-in to our show with this, that some people are calling committed Christians compared to ISIS for today's show that we are talking about. And today's show, it's going to be a humdinger, in my opinion. It's time for America, the American people, to wake up, and we will get into that after this brief break. But our call-in number, 845-277-9109. Join us after this break, and we'll get into the heart of the matter. But we are back to the heart of our matter, today's topic, and it is We the People. And, folks, it's time for us as Americans to wake up and see what is going around, how we're being manipulated, used by our government, by mainstream media, and the sick psychopaths, the globalist elites that are running this country. And I would love for you to call in and discuss this topic on our show. Our call-in number is, code 845-277-9109, or join our chat board, or read the article on www.teamliberty1776.wordpress.com about this subject. But let's get on into this. Our Constitution starts out by saying, we the people, and I just lost my place. We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our prosperity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. It does not say we, the government that is owned by the big banks and globalist leaders, pledge to rob and steal from the American people of the United States and make them our slaves and servants, and to bleed them dry and bankrupt them into submission. Folks, the globalist elite, big banks, are trying to make us their, for lack of better terms, their slaves, to feel, to be their blood cows. I don't want to be anybody's blood cows. I don't know about you. I know about me, but we need to stand up, wake up, realize what is going on. And I know some of you are going to say, well, how do we wake up? How do we know what is going on? Well, folks, do you have that uneasy feeling in your stomach every time you hear the president on air talking about what we need to do for this country? That's just not knowledge. That is your gut telling you something is not right. Do you like all these new laws that's being forced upon you? Do you like all this surveillance that they're doing that's being told you that it is the defense of liberty? I'm sorry, I do not like it. And Thomas Jefferson said it the best, is the amount of tyranny that you the amount of tyranny that you will tolerate is the amount of that you will, pardon me, I just messed up the quote, and I do apologize. But anyway, Thomas Jefferson said, the amount of tyranny that you put up with is the amount that you will tolerate. Folks, I myself, I'm doing my part. I'm not going to put up with tyranny. I'm speaking out against it. I know not everyone would like to have their own radio show, which I have been blessed doing this, or have their own website. But get out and talk to people. Spread the news. Don't only look at certain websites. I like at several of them. Infowars.com, Drudge Report, my own. I have several different websites I look at to get the news. Yes, I do sometimes watch some mainstream media news just to see what they're saying so I know what games they're trying to play on the American people. But we do not need to fall for all the lies and media, but to continue on, by the actions and the attempts of our government, it clearly shows to the American people that they think of us nothing but a blood supply of money and cheap labor to them. It is about time for the American people to wake up, as I've been saying, stand up, and realize what is happening to us as a nation and take the actions to stop it continuing even further. And I know some of you are saying, how do we stand up? Well, easy. Quit buying into the government lies. Find out the truth. Don't believe what I'm saying. Research it yourself like I did. Like, we'll go this past example, the 14-year anniversary of the murder committed by our government known as 9/11. Back when that happened, I was working third shift, and I had just got home from work, getting ready to lay down and go to sleep, and I was talking to one of my friends, and they sent me a message, have you seen what's going on the news? And I said back, no, and they said, well, turn it on the news. And I turned it, and at that time, the second plane flew into the tower. I was like, something ain't right about this. Then that's when was my waking call and knew something wasn't right. And that's what got me started looking into this. But I didn't take one person's source on this. I started looking into it. And then I kept going further and further down the rabbit hole and waking myself up. But folks, I always question what the government says. That's how you stand up. Read books. Again, another good book to read on how to stand up is by Jesse Ventura. It's 63 documents the government doesn't want you to read. Excellent book. If you're like me, once you sit down a book, you can read it and read it. I take my time on this book and made notes when reading it and then went back and looked up and researched what it said. But it can be very enlightening. There's another one called The New American Tea Party. I cannot think of the author's name right now. But if you want to get a classic book that shows you the eerie similarities of what's going on now, even though it is fiction, it so many similarities, is by George Orwell. 1984 is a great book to look at. There's so many similarities of what's going on today into that fiction book, which George Orwell's brother, Adolphus Huxley, or one of his relatives, I can't remember which one is, was a globalist elitist. Where you think George Orwell with George Orwell was his pen name. I cannot think of his. No, Adolphus Huxley was named. Julian Huxley was the globalist brother. We think Adolphus Huxley got all that from brother. That's basically what they're going to try to do here, Brave New World. Excuse me, that's Adolphus Huxley. But anyway, folks, wake up, realize what's going on. Continue on. It's time for a revolution. Now, I know everybody's going to get a little bit, what? He's calling for war? No. I'm not calling for the revolution that the globalist elitists and their cronies are thinking and planning to happen. The revolution I'm talking about is an information revolution, an info war. And you need to get out the truth of what is happening. And we're living in a crazy time. There is so much things that they're throwing at us. They're going for broke on trying to destroy this country, folks. They are behind on their plans. I believe it wholeheartedly. They are shifting into high gear to complete their plan of total domination of us. Just the way everything is spinning out of control. You have the puppets that are bought and paid for by them running for president. Hillary Clinton, Bernie Sanders, Donald Trump. I know some people are not going to like what I said, but that's just my opinion. They had one of their cronies bow out this week, Rick Perry, which I'm glad he did. I don't like Rick Perry. There's just some things about him I don't like. And Ben Carson. In my opinion, Ben Carson is another one that I don't trust with his force when he wants people to get vaccines, which is forced vaccination. Nope, I'm not for that. But I know some people are wondering, how do we make a difference? Get the truth out. Tell people what is going on. Question everything. Question the government. Question anything these politicians say. But folks, we need to stand up and take our country back and get back to these principles that our forefathers laid out to us in the Constitution. It is just amazing how people are just lay down and submit and not stand up for their rights. But folks, the ones listening to the show, I know you won't change, or you wouldn't be listening to my show, and you would not be repeat listeners, and I thank you for that. Spread the word about the show. Spread the word about the website. But we need to all come together and quit being sheeple. And what do I mean by that? I mean sheeple. Like sheep, obediently and obey government. I'm sorry, I'm not no sheep. I'm a person. I'm going to stand up for our rights that was endowed to us by our Creator and fight. I know you want to take our country back and give it back to where we believe, but you can't do that by sitting on your butt. You got to speak out, take action. This is a crazy time that we live in, folks. It's only going to get crazier. Are you with us or are you against us? The time has come for us to stand up and be part of the solution and not part of the problem. And what I mean by that, being part of the problem, if you just sit there and not do nothing and help defend what we got, then you are part of the problem. You're a do-nothing. You are a do nothing. And do nothings are no good. But if the globalist elite still want to keep pushing, then I do not know if they're ready for a Merc into a not excuse me into a 1776 style of fight. I do not know if they're ready, and they may very well regret their choice they have made. Remember, when the Revolutionary War was fought, only 3% of the American population at that time, they defeated the world's greatest fighting machine of that time, the British Haitian Army. History does repeat itself. So, if the globalists hadn't learned from their mistakes in the past, as they before, history will repeat. And when they try to take us over and enslave us and our families, they may lose. Are you going to stand up and fight, or are you going to run away and be scared? I know what side I am on, and I know what I stand for. I stand for liberty, truth, the Constitution of the United States, my God-given rights that my Creator, my Heavenly Father, give me. What side are you on? The choice is yours, and it's time for you to choose. And choose wisely if you're on the side of truth and liberty, or you're on the globalist elite side. Because, well, we know how that's going to end. If you're on the globalist elite side, you're going down. You're going down, globalist elites, and all your minions are going down with you. I'm calling for it. It's time for a revolution. Time to wake up and take our country back. Time to start a information revolution. Let the chips fall where they are. If it comes to the point, I'm ready. How about you? Are you ready to take our country back? Are you ready? I'm ready. But folks, don't be cowards. Yes, I don't want to die, but I'm not afraid of dying. If death is what it's called for me to do to help bring this country back, then so be it. I'm ready. I'm ready to stand up for my beliefs, just like them Christians that ISIS killed, which ISIS and Al-Qaeda is the same CIA creation. But, folks, we need to wake up. We need to know the truth. We need to tell people what is going on. But check out our website, www.teamliberty176.wordpress.com. Get that, the word about the radio show, Team Liberty Radio on Blog Talk Radio. Tongue-tied there, I apologize. But, folks, we can't do it alone. We need everybody's help. We all need to stand up and unite and take our country back. But we'll see you next week, next Sunday night, 6 p.m., and let's take our country back. Visit the website, www.teamliberty1776.com.